Some people say coping with the pandemic has helped them find new connections in their communities. In one small Vermont town, an emergency response is becoming a tradition. From member station Vermont Public Radio, Lexi Krupp reports.
When Erica Hoffman Keyes first heard about people applauding for frontline workers in big cities, she didn't think that would work so well in her town of Thetford, Vermont. The community is spread out. There's about 60 people every square mile.
There are some places in Vermont where you can go outside your door and bang a pot and pan and nothing's going to happen because nobody hears you. The cows might be impressed, but we do have a lot of churches.
Churches with bells. At the height of the pandemic last year, bells rang out from 5 churches and school buildings in Thetford every evening at 7, including where Erica worships, the United Church of Thetford.
It seemed like a way to just let people know that we were thinking about them and that we were thanking them.
While the evening bells at other churches stopped ringing months ago, at the end of last summer when cases in the state remained low, or when the rope for the bell broke at one church, Erica's group has kept at it. Every night for more than a year, someone from the congregation has climbed the narrow staircase at the front of the church to ring the 150-year-old bell. And even from the early days, there was this question.
Kind of like, wow, I wonder how long we're going to be doing this.
In June, 8 of the bell ringers met at the church, along with a shy 2-year-old.
Hey, yo, Bella, how are you?
Did you come to ring the bell?
Hey, yeah.
It was just a few days after Governor Phil Scott lifted Vermont's emergency restrictions, and the first time they'd all been together since this collective project began. Despite this new phase, the overall sentiment from the group is they're not ready to stop.
There's still a lot to do or a lot to sort of move forward with. So it's hard to think of just stopping because of an event at the state house or something like that.
Josh Manette rings the bell Saturday nights. He lives right next door to the church. And he says hearing that sound every evening, it's like a reminder of what we've lost.
Where I've been very fortunate to have the same job, to have sort of the ability to work from home, and many others have not. And many have actually sort of paid the ultimate price and lost loved ones.
Another neighbor, Jesse White, rings on Wednesdays.
It doesn't feel like we just ended this. I'm really happy that we can be sitting here together and we can be gathering in church, but there's so many people suffering. And I want to keep going.
In other places in Vermont, some people who came together to support their neighbors during the pandemic feel like they don't have the option to stop.
Yeah, and it's a little scary.
Hillary Gombar has been involved with Winooski Mutual Aid since early on. She says the group got its start when some families couldn't get food from the city's schools or food shelf. She helped organize a food drive.
We filled up I have a Subaru Forester, and it was like exploding with food to the ceiling and out, you know, everywhere.
Since then, Winooski Mutual Aid has continued to deliver food to dozens of families. They hold pop-up markets and winter clothing and diaper drives, filling in gaps where community needs remain. Those needs, though, don't appear to be letting up.
And like how we are now, I don't feel like I could just disappear for a few weeks. And that's not sustainable.
Other social service organizations in Vermont have reported sustained levels of need for things like food assistance in recent months, even as some government-sponsored programs wind down. That means for now, what began for some people as a desire to help their neighbors amid a crisis has no end in sight. For Here and Now, I'm Lexi Krupp in Norwich, Vermont.